In January 2017, Cyclos charity Guide Dogs Northern Ireland, along with the Cedar Foundation and the Police Service of Northern Ireland, that's PSNI, launched the Responsible Parking Campaign, urging drivers to use 2017 to turn over a new leaf and be more responsible when it comes to parking their cars. Over the coming months, they will embark on an education campaign which will see the PSNI actively issuing fixed penalty notices to badly parked cars. According to a survey by Guide Dogs, over 91% of people living with sight loss surveyed said they'd regularly been obstructed by parked cars on pavements. I went along to the launch of the Responsible Parking Campaign and spoke to Ursula McCanny from Guide Dogs Northern Ireland.
Hi, my name's Ursula McCanny. I am an engagement officer with Guide Dogs Northern Ireland and I'm working on our Responsible Parking Campaign.
It takes a lot of confidence and takes a lot of motivation to have the courage to go out and get about. And whenever you've got hazards and barriers, that just makes it even worse.
My name is Diane Marks. I have no sight at all. I'm total, so it's pitch dark for me. We have four calls to action within the Guide Dogs CEDA PSNI campaign, and it's basically to please take photographs of any vehicles or offending vehicles parked on pavements and send them through to Guide Dogs because they're drawing up a map of the worst offending areas across Northern Ireland. Please share the social media messages the Guide Dogs have on their website and on Facebook. Also, could friends and family and work colleagues, could you please inform them, raise awareness, educate around not parking on pavements and the reasons why not to. And also, last but not least, if you could please lobby anybody who you think has any kind of influence, whether it's a politician, a councillor, an MLA, who can help to change not only the attitude around people who park on pavements, but also if there is any way in the future where we can get legislation in place to have, say, roads widened or more parking spaces put in. Yeah, and that's what Guide Dogs are sort of trying to get people to do.
Could you maybe put into your own words, what is it about parking on pavements that makes your life more difficult?
Well, for me, what makes it so difficult is the fact that it pushes me out into the road, and certainly in very busy areas, whether it's the city centre here in Belfast or whether it's out where we live in Newton Abbey, what actually happens is that when you have vehicles coming not only from behind you but in front of you and you're forced out into the road because a vehicle is parked on the pavement and you're relying on either your dog or a white cane to get you around that obstacle, whether it's one, two, three, four vehicles all parked in a line, you're actually putting your life in danger constantly. And whether it's somebody with a visual impairment, whether it's a mother with a buggy, whether it's somebody with a hearing impairment, whether it's an elderly person, I don't really think it's fair that we must put our lives in danger because some inconsiderate person has parked on the pavement.
So the campaign is about trying to encourage people to park more responsibly. Parking on the pavements here in Northern Ireland isn't actually illegal, but obstructing the pavement is. So we're trying to get people to think about how they park and if they are leaving enough space for pedestrians to pass. The big problem that we have at Guide Dogs is for the guide dog owners. If people don't leave enough space on the pavement, the guide dog owners simply can't get past the car. That forces them out onto the road, which is really risking their safety unnecessarily. We're all about getting people to be independent and mobile, so this problem of pavement parking is really undermining that effort.
This would include other people, long cane users and people in wheelchairs.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's why we're working with the Cedar Foundation. Is it's not just about people with sight loss, it's not just about people with guide dogs, anyone with sight loss, it's about people in wheelchairs, it's about parents with prams, it's about anyone trying to get around their community. So the campaign that we have, the flyers say pavements are for people, and that's really the message that we're trying to get about, is that's what pavements are there for. It's to allow people to get down the street safely. They're not a parking bay. So we're just saying to people, we understand that there's not a lot of parking options in some areas, but it is just about thinking, am I leaving enough space for a pedestrian to get down here? So looking at the space you've left and thinking, could a parent with a double buggy get down this street? And if they can't, can you move your vehicle? Because that's really all we're asking you to do, is just be a bit more responsible and more considerate of other people. We understand that a lot of times people just don't realise that what they're doing is causing a problem, and that's why we want to get this message out, that when you park more responsibly, you're really helping people, and it's a lot of it is the people who most need that help. We really want to get as many people involved in this campaign as possible, taking pictures of cars parked on pavements, sending us those pictures so we can take the registration details off so we don't start a fight with anyone, and then we'll make a little map of all the, so we show the extent of the problem. So if people can do that, that's brilliant. If they can share the social media messages on Facebook or Twitter, that's brilliant. We appreciate any support that people can give to this campaign.
And you can visit the Guide Dogs website for more information on how to get involved with the Responsible Parking Campaign by going to www.guidedogs.org.uk/pavement parking.
RNIB Northern Ireland, supporting people with sight loss.